Happy Friday. It's Friday, November 21st, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy fall organizing. It's time to gather what matters, throw out some things, and learn a little along the way. When we were little, so many of our games were about pairing. Go fish, memory, mahjong, matching socks out of the laundry basket. So much of life is about finding the match. But what is a match? Why do we pair? Sometimes it's survival. Sometimes it's companionship. Often it's social pressure. The feeling that we need to find someone who clicks. You don't need your twin. You don't need your clone. And despite what Paula Abdul says, opposites do not attract. Not in any lasting way. Real compatibility is balance. Part common ground, part complementary contrast. It's not about sameness. It's about synergy. But sometimes, something just isn't a match. Not good. Not healthy. Not compatible. Not helpful for who you are becoming. So how do we know? Sometimes the red flags are obvious. Sometimes they're subtle. And that's when we talk about the gut. Listen to your gut. We all say it, but what does that actually mean? Instinct isn't some mystical force hovering above your head like some oracle. It's not a message sent from angels. Gut feeling is simply knowledge. Everything we've learned collectively and individually. It's everything nature passed down. Everything we've survived. Everything we've noticed. Everything our bodies learned before our brains caught up. We don't have instinct for nothing. It comes from experience. A baby learns hot stove only once. Your body learns that acidic foods don't agree with you. I've learned repeatedly that I cannot function on 4 hours of sleep, even though I keep trying. We all carry these quiet internal lessons. So when your gut twinges, pay attention. It didn't come out of nowhere. But instinct still sounds squishy, right? How do you prove a gut feeling? You don't go in blind. A blind gut is a bad gut. You look for signals. You follow the signals. You test the signals. Look, follow, test. Gut, process, proof. And the starting point is always the same. be aware of yourself. The first truly interesting person you ever meet is you. What you like. What you need. What hurts you. What helps you. Gut is just deep self-awareness with good timing. Our gut is there to protect us from little things and big things. Sometimes trial and error is productive. You test something and you realize, oh, okay, that wasn't for me. No harm done. Sometimes your gut is right immediately. That little ick you can't shake. That tiny grain of sand in your shoe that turns out to be a piece of glass. It can be subtle, quiet, but real. And yes, sometimes your gut is wrong, and that's okay too. We update our intuition. We refine our instinct. We grow. But it all starts with listening. Because for some people, for some women, that crazy guy is not just a mismatch. That guy is going to kill you. That's not paranoia. That's survival. And for others, maybe he's just not that into you. How do we learn the difference? How do we tell danger from disinterest? Harm from incompatibility? Run from meh? We learn by paying attention to the quiet signals life has already taught us. So this week, don't just chase the butterflies. Pay attention to the chills. The subtle discomfort. The small no you hear before you talk yourself out of it. Your gut isn't overreacting. It's not petty. It's trying to keep you alive. Or, at the very least, save you time, energy, and heartbreak. Because the truth is, not every no in your life will be big or loud. Some of the most important ones whisper. And some of the most important decisions happen in those quiet moments. Listen inward. Test that feeling. Respect the result. Listen to the quiet no. It could be the truth that saves you. Looking back, there are times I've wondered, why did I let that guy go? Because it was always my decision, right? Sometimes the reasons were big. This was not a fit. Sometimes they were tiny. Maybe I acted too soon, or not soon enough. But sometimes there was that quiet uneasiness. And sometimes that smallest feeling is the biggest signal. It doesn't always get dramatic, but pay attention to it, or it could bring the house down. That's the anthem, not a breakup anthem, a gut anthem, from Trousdale in their song, The Ick. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, listen to the quiet no. It could be the truth that saves you. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, we wrap up the November of no with one more angle. Not every no is about danger. Sometimes it's just temporary. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.